Hayim Yim Chof Nisim. Pa'am Nichnas Kved Gdushos Rav Chaim Avrom. Ben Rabin Azoken. El Admur Ho Emtsoi Bechaga Pesach. Loi Margut Yomtev. It happened once that Reb Chaim Avrom, the Alter Rebbe's son, went into his brother, the Mittler Rebbe, on Pesach, to say Gut Yom Tov. The Siper Oz Rav Chaim Avrom, and Reb Chaim Avrom related then to Rabbeinu Azokin Omar, that the Alter Rebbe, his father, once said, Pesach daf einer dem ander nit mechabed zayn beachilu ushtia. On Pesach, you should not offer to your fellow some food and drink to eat. Obenemen alein megmen. But one may help himself to food that is on the table. This is from a sicha of the Friedrich Rebbe, where the Friedrich Rebbe teaches us two things. First of all, the importance of saying Gut Yom Tov, going out of your way to say Gut Yom Tov, and about sharing food on Pesach. First, it relates the fact that Reb Chaim Avrom came specially to the Mittler Rebbe to say Gut Yom Tov, and we'll talk about that later. Reb Chaim Avrom said that the Alter Rebbe taught that to offer someone food on Pesach, and then your guest won't want to eat, perhaps because of he has his hidurim, his stringencies on Pesach. So then you will make him uncomfortable, and you're going to be upset that he's not eating from your food. Therefore, don't offer food to someone else. But if a person comes to someone's home and he wants to eat, he's allowed to take. There's no prohibition to take by someone else. And the Friedrich Rebbe in another place adds the point that on Pesach you don't overtly offer food, but definitely in a discreet manner, make sure that there is food. If the person wants to take on his own, he should be able to take this food. And with regard to saying Gut Yom Tov, the Rebbe says that the minig was in Beis Harav by the Rabbein in Lubavitch that they would be very particular of saying Gut Yom Tov to the relatives. The Tzemach Tzedek would go to all the relatives and say Gut Yom Tov. On every Yom Tov, he would visit everyone. Besides for Rosh Hashanah, where he did it in Shul, he would walk over to everyone and say Gut Yom Tov, Lashana Teva, as we do on Rosh Hashanah. At his older age, he would stay in his place and everyone would come to him to say Gut Yom Tov. It even happened that somebody came late, and Tzemach Tzedek asks, how come he didn't come yet to say Gut Yom Tov on Lashon HaTeva? So this shows how important it is to go greet your family and friends Gut Yom Tov on every Yom Tov.